Hello. Very warm welcome to Fireside Chats. I am Magla Pillay, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you today a yogi with a wealth of spiritual experience, 40 years to be precise. We have as a topic today the subject of higher purpose. In this series, we look at a variety of subjects revolving around spirituality, including what the core of spirituality is, how you as an individual can aim to find a balance between your inner and outer world, what it means to be internally successful as a human being, and also we ask you to take a good look at what your relationship is with the Supreme, with the Divine, whomsoever you believe Him to be. In this show, we ask you to measure honestly as to whether the person that you become is the person that you are meant to become, or do you, as an individual, have some unfulfilled potential. So to this end, I would like to welcome Sister Denise.
Thank you.
A very, very warm welcome to today's show. Tell us the subject of higher purpose. What does it mean to you to have a purpose other than one that is ordinary?
I think a very important moment in a person's life is where they go deep inside and they ask themselves, okay, what is the purpose of my life? And if you can't give yourself an answer, then you're really required to do something about it, because to be purposeless, you know, a rudderless ship in the ocean of nowhere, that is not a life. And so taking time to think, you know, and your purpose is very often given to you by the outside world, which is a very local, limited purpose. And usually if you ask yourself, is that my purpose? The answer is no, that's just something I do on the side. But what is really my purpose? You have to think deep. And it's going to be, I think, larger than a personal ambition. It'll be something to do with, and when you call it a higher purpose, I think it'll be something to do with aligning yourself with the purpose of the universe, the purpose of God, the purpose of humanity.
Sister Denise, we live in a world where it is regarded as a sign of success as a human being to be externally successful, to have the house, the car, the job title, the money, the spouse, etc. Okay, there's all of these blocks that people tend to tick to regard themselves as successful or not. And what you're saying is that the focus should be on the inner rather than the outer, or can one do both?
What I'm saying is that your purpose and being successful isn't the same thing.
And what would you say is the difference?
Well, if you say, okay, have I got all those books ticked? Okay, so I'm successful, then what? You know, there's this then what? And I think that focus on your purpose takes you beyond the limitation of material success. Because you see, it takes you a certain number of years to get material success. And very often people who have reach that point where they have checked all the boxes, they're not satisfied. So I think for a person to experience fulfillment and deep satisfaction, it cannot be achieved through fulfilling these limited material desires. It just doesn't work. And so it has to do with philanthropy. It has to do with using your time, talents, energy, and intelligence for something that's really greater than yourself. And so a purpose that is more like a divine purpose, a purpose to do with carrying the world forward in its evolutionary momentum, to be part of something like that is much more meaningful. You see, purpose also is connected with meaning. You see, it doesn't have that much meaning to have more money than somebody else. Because eventually you say, well, so what? You're looking for meaning as well as purpose, and then only you can say that your life was worthwhile.
Sister Denise, there are some who consider that the world offers enough challenges and enough on the outside to even fulfill that purpose. For example, I once heard somebody who holds quite a high position saying that to hold a public office is the most noble life. Is that what you're talking about, or is it more than that?
Well, of course, it's going to depend on the individual, and individuals are very different from each other, especially on the deeper inner levels. And for someone holding public office and serving their country, for many people that is the highest thing. But then there will be others who will say, okay, I did that, then what? And they want something higher than that. And so they'll go for it. There are many people who haven't really thought about it. So when it comes up, it's good to start thinking about it. And also, there are many external authorities who tell you what your purpose is. Then you have to think, well, is that, do I agree with that? You know, they will tell you serving public office is the highest thing. And if you say, yeah, that's right, well, great. Or serving your country militarily, that's the highest thing, great. Serving your religion, okay, great. But you have to see in yourself, does that do it for you? Or is there something beyond that? So if you feel deep inside yourself that there is something beyond that, then you will want to sit with that feeling until you can articulate it and then set about fulfilling it.
Sister Denise, if one looks at the profession of a priest, it's not so much regarded as being a profession. I've heard the expression that so-and-so answered a calling to priesthood. Is a higher purpose a calling that one answers, or do you sit down with yourself in contemplation or meditation when you reach your adulthood and you realize that whatever you have achieved thus far is not enough, you want more of yourself and of life? Do you sit with yourself and ask, what is my purpose?
I think that you do respond to a calling, but even if you're responding to a calling, you still have to think about purpose. Because your calling may be very clear at some moments, and at other moments you are trying to figure out, well, how does this pan out? How do I interpret this? And so both listening to a call, heeding a call, and really thinking about and planning out and strategizing to fulfill your purpose is a very important exercise for a person to do.
Do you take external help with this, or is it just something that you sit with by yourself?
I think you can do either way. You know, there are people who are very fortunate to have mentors in their lives, significant people who play a role of an inspirer, a leader, you know, and you can consult with them. But there are plenty of people who are surrounded by a desert of inspiration, and then you are forced to fall back on your own resources.
Sister Denise, for many who are not spiritually aware, they find their inner psyche to be, well, for want of a better word, the spiritual wasteland. Okay? So if you're empty inside, but yet there's a hunger for something more. How do you draw on resources that you don't have?
Well, when you discover, or if you discover that your inner life is a spiritual wasteland, then that's going to shock you into action. You're going to have to do something about it. So the first thing you have to do is plant some trees in there so that you make the desert fruitful. And once you've got a fruitful orchard of a soul, then you say, okay, well, what am I going to do with all this? You know, I've got all this treasure, I've created this garden, this orchard. Now what? You see, because every time you fulfill a goal, it puts you in a position of, okay, I did that, then what? And it's this then what that impels you to go higher and higher, you see, because when you've achieved what you wanted to achieve, then it's under your belt, it's behind you, so then what's in front of you? Because you're still alive. As long as you're still alive, you want to, you know, do something, I think. I mean, there are some people who don't, but there's a lot of people who are just looking, okay, what's next, what's next, what's next?
Sister Denise, I've seen that for many, many people across the globe, as a result of what I think is spiritual emptiness, they have established themselves in such a way, set their lives up in such a way that they take. And what I've seen is that one of the laws of life is that you've got to give more than you receive. Okay? How do you effect this in such a way that you know that you are using the law of giving and receiving to your advantage?
I think that you need to really be sensitive to it, because if you're on the take, then you're getting into debt, and a certain point is going to come where the payback comes up, and then things are going to be demanded of you, and you just don't have the resources because you never built something up, you never did charity. So we have to realize the nature of the laws of giving and taking. And while you were saying that we have to give more than we receive, that's pretty difficult. I tried that.
Really?
Yeah, you know, and I found that, especially when you're in relationship with God, it's not possible to give more than you receive. Because whatever you give, you get back so much more than what you gave that that I concluded after a lot of effort that no, it can't be done.
But yeah,
with people,
yes,
you know, we have anyway plenty of karmic accounts. But if you are of a generous nature and a philanthropic orientation, you see, when you do anything for the benefit of other people, the return that you get always feels so much more than what you did. And the way a person like that will speak about it when somebody says, oh, you did so much, they will look inside and they will say, no, I didn't. I didn't do anything. But they did something, but it doesn't feel like they did anything because so much more was received, you know?
Okay.
And you see, the people who are on the take, they never get a feeling of, I received.
What feeling do they get?
They get the feeling of, it's never enough, I want more. It's a dissatisfaction. Yeah. See, because the wonder of desire, you try and fulfill a physical desire, you'll never be able to. It's never enough. And you see, that's why addiction is so disastrous for a person, because an addiction is that you're trying to resource yourself from something that you're addicted to, but you never can. You're always on empty. You have moment of feeling good followed by a great low, you see, and you're always having to deal with these lows because your highs are so short-lived. Mm. And sometimes you have to take so much just to feel normal, and then you fall into the depths again. It is a very disastrous path.
Sounds like the way a lot of people feel about a cup of coffee.
Well, they can be addicted to coffee. That is one of the addictions.
Okay. So, Sister Denise, in light of the title of A High Purpose, how do you include God in this process of fulfilling one's higher purpose? Does a spiritually aware person hold God's hand in his journey?
I think that When you are in a relationship with God, a God is also playing a leadership role, a guiding role in your life. And so what happens is that in your communication with God and God's communication with you, God will always nudge you and arrange circumstances that push you higher and higher, or you find yourself in impossible situations, and then your relationship with God will oblige you to transform that situation into something that you can resolve, and then you're no longer on the level that you were on before. So there is this feeling that God wants you to go very, very high, to fulfill your potential, to become something. And I think that the relationship between humanity and God is something that needs to be invested, because God is not just someone who sorts out people's desperate problems and makes them slightly less desperate. There's another side of it where God will see, okay, now, you know, there is a civilization to be created, and I need people who want to work with me on this project, you know. And whenever you do something, whenever you part of a project, when that project is fulfilled, obviously you're invited to be part of the fulfillment process. And I think that God pushes people forward in that way very much. Because the world as we know it is pretty much looking like a lost cause. So we need to really reset the whole thing.
Say more about that?
Well, if you look at the trends, what's happening in the environment is irreversible damage. What's happening in terms of population and the way people are handling the situation of food, there is no way to resolve the lack of food, and people cannot be fed. All of the scientific ways to handle the problem have been exhausted. The rules of international conflict have even broken down. It's a game with no rules. We're headed towards a kind of a perpetual state of conflict. People's home lives are so bad that you're very hard put to it to find any family on earth where there isn't some kind of really deep sorrow going on. So, you know, the trend is going into the abyss, you would say. And so people who are interested in and called to matters of higher purpose are looking at the state of the world and saying, I have to be part of the solution, and there has to be a solution that is maybe outside human hands, which is where you would even bring in the person of God and say, you know, humanity has messed up, so now, God, do you have a plan? And God does have a plan. Well, I want to be part of that. That is a good higher purpose to have.
Sister Denise, so many people have seen so many things that have gone wrong, who've been hurt so badly, who've been betrayed so badly, who are in the position of having lost hope, whose hearts have been totally shattered because of the sickness that they see around them, sickness on many levels. How does such a person get in touch with their higher purpose? How do they find that beacon of light in a world that has become totally dark for so many?
Well, there's a process, and the first thing you have to do is fix yourself. Because if you don't look after yourself, you're not in a position to do anything like higher purpose. So first things first, and when you put your own house in order and you start to get everything working in your life, that's a time when you can turn to something a little bit beyond that. But you see, if you try and go for some higher purpose when your own house is in disarray, you're going to end up in abject failure. It's not going to work, because there are kind of unwritten rules about these things. And the first thing is, put yourself together first, and then we'll see.
Physician, heal thyself.
Yes.
Okay, and then, once you fix yourself?
Once you fix yourself, then you can start, you know, looking around and seeing, okay, now what else needs doing? But until you've sorted out yourself, you're in no position, you see, because then you would try and use your higher purpose as an excuse or a justification for not sorting out your own issues or your own problems, and you'd be a liability, you know? Not good.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean. So, you want to share any last words before we bring this fascinating talk to a conclusion today?
I think it's very good to say, okay, let me sit with myself for however long it takes, with a piece of paper, maybe a whole notebook, and just write down step by step, maybe starting on the most basic level, what is the purpose of my life? What is the purpose of today? What is the purpose of all my talents? What is the purpose of all my relationships? Just really look at everything you have in your life from the angle of what is the purpose? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to make it profitable for you? How are you going to make your life somehow coherent in terms of a track forward that is purposeful? And then also do the same thing with meaning. You know, what is the meaning of my existence? So it's a very existential exercise, but at the same time, if you do sit with yourself doing such a thing, you can discover something that you probably were quite unaware of, and it helps you to, you know, place yourself within some sort of a context and then see, okay, now where?
Okay, thank you very much. It's been extremely interesting, and I think that you have left the viewers with a very deep message and a deep reason to self-reflect, so thank you. Okay, there you have it, brothers and sisters, a higher purpose. It's something that I think, whether we realize it or not, we all aspire to, and it is something that is a calling that the Spirit has. So Sister Denise has shared her words of wisdom as to discovering your higher purpose, including God in that journey, to first sort out yourself before trying to help someone else. And I hope you were able to resonate with what she said, and I do wish you well on your own spiritual journey. Thank you and goodbye.